There are some things that are too good to keep a secret. Like how your Amex Platinum card helps you have the perfect trip. I'd like to check into the Centurion Lounge. Or how it seems like you always get those hard-to-snag tables.
Ooh, yum.
And how you get the most out of select can't-miss events. With access to the Centurion Lounge, Resi Priority Notify, and Amex card member benefits at select events, you'll have to share. That's the powerful backing of American Express. Terms apply. Learn more at americanexpress.com/withAmex.
What's up, this your boy Lil Duval, and check out my podcast, Conversations with Unc, on the Black Effect Podcast Network. Each and every Tuesday, Conversations with Unc podcast feature casual and in-depth talk about ebbs and flows of life and the pursuit of happiness. Unlike my work on stage, I tap into a more serious and sensitive side to give life advice and simply offer words of encouragement, yet remind folks to never forget to laugh. Every Tuesday, listen to Conversations with Unc, hosted by Lil Duval on the Black Effect Podcast Network, iHeartRadio app, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Presented by AT&T. Connecting changes everything.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. See for yourself when you sign up today and get $150 in bonus bets when you bet just $5. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment, it's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply.
From BBC Radio 4, Britain's biggest paranormal podcast is going on a road trip.
I thought in that moment, oh my God, we've summoned something from this board.
This is Uncanny USA.
He says, somebody's in the house, and I screamed.
Listen to Uncanny USA wherever you get your BBC podcasts. If you dare.
Xumo Play is your destination for endless entertainment. With a diverse lineup of 350-plus live channels, movies, and full TV series, you'll easily find something to watch right away. And the best part? It's all free. Love music? Get lost in the 90s with iHeart 90s, dance away with hip-hop beats, and more on the iHeart Radio music channels. No logins, no signups, no accounts, no hassle. So what are you waiting for? Start streaming at play.xumo.com or download from the app and Google Play stores today. All you can stream with Xumo Play.
Thanks for listening to the Jason Smith Show with Mike Harmon podcast. Be sure to catch us live every weeknight, 10 p.m. to 2 a.m. Eastern, 7 to 11 p.m. Pacific on Fox Sports Radio. Find your local station for the Jason Smith Show with Mike Harmon at foxsportsradio.com or stream us live every night on the iHeartRadio app by searching FSR.
Now let's get this party started.
You're listening to Fox Sports Radio.
Fox Sports Radio, welcome inside. Hour three of the Jason Smith Show with my best friend, Mike Harmon.
Oh!
Washington beat Seattle tonight, 17-15 on Monday Night Football. We'll have more on this game coming up in about 20 minutes. And why each week we're getting closer to the end of a big era in Seattle and the Jets get closer to another really early draft pick. So there are those things happening right now. But college football and the coaching carousel continues to own the night. And it's so strange that in a weekend in which we saw the best weekend in college football in a long time, there's so many great things coming out of this weekend that we're barely going to have time to talk about the games because of the drama going on with the coaching changes and Lincoln Riley to USC, who is already visiting with recruits. There's already pictures online of him. He landed in L.A. Hey, go meet. Here I am. I'm meeting with you. Coach decided to meet with me when he just got the job and landed in L.A. All right.
Well, he's got a long sit down in the morning already announced for Colin Cowherd. So check out Colin's show because I'm sure that'll be a very long little visit as they get ready. And it's recruiting on a big stage already. No question about it. But I got to ask you about your family, man. We don't need to break down the game itself, but what kind of atmosphere for all your Detroit natives and all the lunatics in your house?
It was kind of like what America was like in that the excitement level over Michigan winning was through the roof. And now, whether you had a dog in the fight or not, like, you know, I've lived in a Michigan household my whole life. You know, my wife is, you know, Michigan. Her whole family is Michigan. You know, her dad's out here visiting, and we watch the, you know, of course, it's the must-see game. The reaction was one of overwhelming joy and a letting out of frustration. And that's kind of what I felt like it was around the country, where if Ohio State had won, it would have been, yeah, Ohio State beat Michigan again. Because, you know, they beat them every year. It's not really a rivalry. whether Michigan has a good team, bad, it doesn't matter. Ohio State wins. But Michigan winning was such a big jolt of adrenaline for college football and through my family too, because I'm seeing the reaction of both, you know, the micro and macro of here in the house when everybody is going crazy, and out on social media and on television. Fox stays with the game for a good 5 minutes after to see the reaction of the fans on the field, and Hutchinson is in the stands with fans, and he's signing autographs, and he puts a Jets hat on, and he says, "Come get me." Okay, well, that part didn't happen. But, you know, that was such a great job by Fox deciding, we're going to show you the emotion of this game and what this means. And because you see something different, we have seen Michigan winning and beating Ohio State. Whoa! It was felt throughout all of college football. And, you know, looking back at why this was such a big deal, as I'm able to use my family as a part of this, is that the two biggest things that happened this weekend happened to the two biggest rock star programs in college football, right? Like, Alabama's Alabama, right? And Alabama's great. We talk about them all the time, and Nick Saban. But the two biggest rock star programs are who? Michigan and USC, right? And they have both fallen on hard times the past few years. USC can barely stay competitive in the Pac-12. Michigan's been good, and you got to give Harbaugh a little bit more credit. Like, I believe I've been doing
for years on this show.
You know, four times, you know, that he's played Ohio State, he's come into that game in the top 10. So it's not like, you know, he's struggling with 5 and 6 seasons and, hey, we beat Ohio State, it saves our season. No, he's come into those games ranked in the top 10. Mm-hmm. So Michigan's been winning. They just haven't beaten Ohio State. So I get the frustration. But with them being down, college football is a much better place when the rock star programs are great. And now we're getting that in both places. Michigan now has their best team. They have a sledgehammer offense. They have a really good defense. They had the best defensive game plan for Ohio State, which was, we're not going to allow you explosive plays. We're going to make you march down the field 10, 12, 15 play drives, which is not what you want to do. And that worked. And here's Michigan winning. And Harbaugh, who is a lightning rod for all kinds of controversy, Michigan winning, one of the biggest rock star programs, a heritage program, doing great again. And now Lincoln Riley at USC. Hey, suddenly that dynasty can take a big jump again. And it's back to the days when Pete Carroll was there. And who are the big quarterbacks coming through? It's going to be Matt Leinart. It's going to be John David Booty. It's going to be Mark Sanchez. And it's all this. And that's such a big deal for college football. Because for the last few years, Michigan and USC have been down. And now they're not. Now they're back up. And in a sport that's very regionalized, it's hard to find those programs that cut through no matter what kind of fan you are. And even Alabama doesn't cut through as much because we just always expect them to be good. And when they're in a battle, oh, now it's interesting. But Michigan's always given you the interest level. And so is USC. And when they're down, that's bad for college football. But now they're on their way up. And it is incredible, because USC's got their whole new look. Lincoln Riley's just going to show up and hand out. He could finish handing out 5-star guys by the time he goes on Colin's show tomorrow. Say, I got no more scholarships left for the next three. I've given them all out, right? I got all the five. Every guy's a 5-star guy. Everybody we want, I got them all. He's going to be able to do that. Finally, now Michigan has the program they want. They have the depth at running back to run that kind of offense. They have a good quarterback now and one waiting in the wings who's coming in. I mean, this is the beginning of a good, you know, 3-4 year run for Michigan, where they're going to be back to where they are. And that's so important for college football. When those programs can figure out, get back to the top and stay in the conversation, the sport becomes national. And instead of just being a conversation where, well, in the South, everybody's Alabama, in the Midwest, people think Ohio State, we, you know, Oklahoma. Now this kind of brings everybody together, and Michigan winning has brought everybody together, and USC with Lincoln Riley have brought people together, and now college football, as you see, Tennessee. Now Brian Kelly leaving Notre Dame, which is the other big rock star program because it's Notre Dame. Now this is a guy leaving instead of staying, but still, who knows who this opens up the door for, Urban Meyer. You have no idea who's going to wind up taking this job. I got to get out of Jacksonville. But these programs now seeing this movement, college football is saying, hey, we really needed this. As much of a mess as it is with coaches leaving and NIL money, we needed Michigan and USC to take this big leap and be back to where they are. And hopefully Notre Dame can stay where they are and be even better with their next head coach. And maybe their next head coach is a big-time rock star. I mean, they went with Brian Kelly because they wanted a solid guy to come in. He was there for a long time. He won 10 games a year. I mean, he was really, really good. He was in the playoff. I mean, he was really good. But the next guy may be even better. The next guy may be Urban Meyer. I mean, my big prediction of him leaving Jacksonville in December is going to come back to me, Mike Harmer, which I thought was out the window now. I'm going to take a loss on that. But now maybe he leaves because Notre Dame is open. This weekend in college football, you can't overstate how important this was.
Yeah, you got to love when predictions come true, not because of what you said was going to happen, right? For Urban Meyer, if he leaves Jacksonville, yeah, part of it is this is terrible, this isn't working. The other is someone offered him $150 million to leave, right? Because that's the price of poker at this point for Urban Meyer to get out. Don't forget, Shad Khan's probably also going to say, you're giving me some of my money back because you didn't do the job that I hired you for, and they'll fight about that. But to your point, you know, we've had a great weekend of college football. It's not often, other than maybe when there's a big Heisman vote or when we're into the playoffs, do you get this level of interest that supersedes what's going on in the NFL. Right, we had a game tonight. We've talked about it. Wasn't a good game. The weekend overall, we talked about the ratings going into the weekend, just the crazy Cowboy Raiders game and all that went down. That was a wild 9.5-10 hours of football on Thanksgiving Day, straight into college football on Friday, and then the big college football Saturday. Unfortunately, the San Antonio Roadrunners, their undefeated season left, so all the signs I was building to make them a co-national title contender has gone out the window. I was just going to try, Jason, you know, because they were still in the low 20s despite being, undefeated. But then we have all of this coaching. The rumors start in the middle of the NFL games yesterday. Lincoln Riley goes to official status. You have the pageantry today. We've got Brian Kelly leaving and sending the text note to his players, which is, well, I think, pretty much what I would expect from Brian Kelly as part of this. And now you open it up. You mentioned USC and Notre Dame and Michigan. Yeah, it's the danger of being a regional sport, right? We look at the NHL. People will ask me from time to time, how much NHL do you talk? It's like, well, when the big cities, you know, when we've got an LA, because we're on an LA oftentimes here on AM 570 and, you know, or Chicago, the hometown, but just a huge market, you know, when they're fighting for Stanley Cup titles, you know, then it can mix in. And occasionally we get the rare, you know, guest that wants to pop on and, you know, is a big name in hockey. But otherwise, if you have the marketplace, right, you're an LA show, you're a Chicago show, go on down the line, then yeah, you talk more hockey. But nationally, kind of gets pushed to the side a bit, other than a mention and a couple of scores in the updates. You know, with college football, while we watch the SEC, a lot of the Pac-12 goes unnoticed. Why did they term it the Pac-12 after dark, right? Because, well, nobody saw it, and then they woke up and said, wait, 56-48, what the hell kind of football is going on out there in the middle of the night? Those kind of things. But with USC, when they were Reggie Bush and Matt Leinart and Pete Carroll was pulling the strings, and all the stars, music, television, whatever else, were hanging out on the sidelines, it was a different thing, right? It cut through and it bridged that gap and brought it together. When Notre Dame's good, everybody you either love or hate Notre Dame. There's no indifference to them, right? Because maybe that was the team, kind of like in the NFL, you saw the Cowboys or 49ers every week, no matter where you lived, because they were good. and they became national teams, and people picked them up, started adding them to the winners lists that they cheered for, and you meet people our age that have that Lakers, Yankees, Cowboys, Notre Dame kind of mix going on in their fandom because you saw them. Or you went the other way and you decided you were going to hate them for the rest of their lives because they deprived you of seeing other teams. Notre Dame has that piece to them. But Midwest, Michigan, Ohio State, Michigan, look, I've been the leading Harbaugh apologist on this network for a while now in terms of what he is and the old look in the mirror test of what you are in reality versus what you might think yourself to be and all of that as far as Michigan goes. But it always is good when the brand names are relevant, whether it's really good or horrible, where it's all calls for firing, whatever, right? USC, you get the best of both worlds this year, right? You didn't like Clay Helton. He got dumped. And then you get into the questions of who's going to be there, all the rumors. And now you got the Grand Slam hire to come to town with his, 55-10 or some nonsense record like that. He is 1-3 in bowl games, so there is some concern there, Jason. No question about it. That line will be used on radio tomorrow if it wasn't already today. But it's good for college football. All these signings in Major League Baseball, all of these different storylines. And what are we talking about? College football and the money being thrown around and the growth of the sport into different areas we never thought possible.
Twitter at How About a Fresca. Mike gets swollen dome. The Jason Smith Show with my best friend, Mike Harmon. An incredible weekend in college football because those teams are back. 877-99 on Fox. 877-996-6369. It's your business. You need to see every single hire, but you really don't want to go through every single resume. Hey, LSU, what do you want? We want Brian Kelly. All right, great. I don't want to go through all those other resumes. Dino Babers keeps calling. Let's just hang up on the guy. You need Indeed, the all-in-one hiring platform that makes it easy to attract, screen, and interview candidates all in one place. With smart tools like Instant Match, you instantly get a list of quality candidates whose resumes on Indeed fit your job description the minute you sponsor a job. Spend less time sifting through resumes and more time saying you're hired. Visit Indeed.com/credit. That's Indeed.com/credit. Well, coming up next, we get back into Monday Night Football and just what's next now for Russell Wilson.
a new team.
Also, guess who signed a big player earlier today and is going to go to the World Series?
Cleveland!
No, and not the Rangers with Corey Seager. We got that next. Keep it in.
Was it the Mariners?
It was not the Mariners. Mariners signed Robbie Ray. That was very nice. Not the Mariners. It's coming up next right here. Mad Max, Fury Road, flaming guitar guys playing. Keep it here. Fox.
Be sure to catch live editions of the Jason Smith Show with Mike Harmon weekdays at 10 p.m. Eastern, 7 p.m. Pacific.
There are some things that are too good to keep a secret. Like how your Amex Platinum card helps you have the perfect trip. I'd like to check into the Centurion Lounge. Or how it seems like you always get those hard-to-snag tables.
Ooh, yum.
And how you get the most out of select can't-miss events. With access to the Centurion Lounge, Resi Priority Notify, and Amex card member benefits at select events, you'll have to share. That's the powerful backing of American Express. Terms apply. Learn more at americanexpress.com/withAmex.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. See for yourself when you sign up today and get $150 in bonus bets when you bet just $5. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment, it's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply.
You've put it off long enough. It's time to replace your tires. Tire Rack has tires that'll elevate your drive. Touring tires for commuter comfort, performance tires for sporty handling, all-terrain tires for on- and off-road adventure. Go to TireRack.com to get started. Not sure where to begin? Use the Tire Decision Guide to get a personalized tire recommendation. They'll show you the right tires for how, what, and where you drive. Choose from the full line of Pirelli tires. They're shipped fast and free to a recommended installer near you. Or choose the convenience of mobile tire installation. They'll bring your new tires to your home or office and install them on site. It doesn't get much easier than that. Go to TireRack.com/sports to see their Pirelli test results, tire ratings, and consumer reviews. And be sure to check out all the current special offers. Great tires and a great deal. What more could you ask for? That's TireRack.com/sports. TireRack.com, the way tire buying should be.
From BBC Radio 4, Britain's biggest paranormal podcast is going on a road trip.
I thought in that moment, oh my God, we've summoned something from this board.
This is Uncanny USA.
He says, somebody's in the house, and I screamed.
Listen to Uncanny USA wherever you get your BBC podcasts, if you dare.
Hello, it is Ryan, and we could all use an extra bright spot in our day, couldn't we? Just to make up for things like sitting in traffic, doing the dishes, counting your steps, you know, all the mundane stuff. That is why I'm such a big fan of Chumba Casino. Chumba Casino has all your favorite social casino-style games that you can play for free anytime, anywhere with daily bonuses. That should brighten your day a little. Actually, a lot. So sign up now at chumbacasino.com. That's ChumbaCasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18 plus.
Fox Sports Radio, the Jason Smith Show with my best friend, Max Scherzer.
Oh, boy.
How you doing, Max? Man. Yeah, Mike White was so 5 minutes ago. You're now Max Scherzer.
Yeah, let's get the new opener. Change my name again.
Yeah. Yeah, that's fine. That's
like
fine.
A password to get into a club. You either address me by the proper name of the day. What's the color of the day? How many times have we seen that movie? Know the right color of the day. Oh, no.
What was the password in Eyes Wide Shut? Fidelio, right? Fidelio. 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 Fidelio.
Had to go there, didn't you? You filthy animal.
Hey, let me just say this before we get into Monday Night Football, is that you mentioned tomorrow that Lincoln Riley is going to be on Colin Cowherd's show.
Yeah.
It's going to be great here on Fox Sports Radio. And I know what he's going to say. I mean, I don't think he's going to suddenly say things that's going to be just jaw-dropping. But he'll let us in on his decision-making, which will be really interesting, and talked about how it all came together, because apparently it was a Zoom call on Sunday, and USC had it all set up for months.
Well, but he didn't know until Saturday.
No, they called me out of the blue. Hey.
Out of the blue. Yeah.
But I'll tell
you, I'm Lincoln bleeping Riley, and I had no idea that other schools would be interested in me.
I really didn't know. I mean, I know the Jets wanted to talk to him, but I didn't want to talk to them. And that's not really even football. But I'll tell you one thing he won't say, which is absolutely part of his decision to leave for USC. Look, the package they gave him, of course, that's what it is. Yeah, they gave him so many things. But he was never really a fan of Oklahoma joining the SEC. And one thing Lincoln Riley has done at Oklahoma is win, right? He's been to the playoff three times, and he's had, you know, multiple Heisman Trophy winners, and he's got a great reputation. Oklahoma going to the SEC, and clearly he had ideas of staying on for a long time. When you're faced with two choices, you can come to the West Coast and you can get a king's ransom for restarting one of the biggest college football dynasties ever, have an incredible recruiting advantage because you're Lincoln bleeping Riley, and the Pac-12 isn't that competitive. When you have a choice between that and then hurting your reputation by going to the SEC, because hurting your reputation equals losses, and Oklahoma, there may be some years Oklahoma's really good, but boy, I'll tell you what, a 9-3 season by Oklahoma in the SEC might be the equivalent of 12-0 in the Big 12. The SEC eats each other for lunch. And every game is difficult. Every game is contested. And no, you're not going to lose every game, but you're going to the SEC where Alabama's going to be great every year. Auburn's probably going to be really good to great every year. Georgia's going to be great every year. Why would you sign up to go there to say, hey, my record now is not going to be 11-1 every year. It's going to be 8-4. And it's going to be, why can't Lincoln Riley win in the SEC? He saw the avenue to his eventual departure from Norman and didn't like it. because that's what it was going to be in the SEC. Was Oklahoma really going to go there and suddenly, sorry, Nick Saban. Yeah, we're coming here. Yeah, you're done now. Your time is over. We're coming here to win games. Okay. Just ask any other teams that play the SEC and go, oh, boy, how did this work out for us? Yeah, it really doesn't. Once in a while, you can have a year that's pretty good. You have the right recruits and things go well for you and you don't have a lot of injuries. Yeah, you look at Texas A&M and Johnny Manziel. Yeah, that worked. Where have they been? And this is what happens to teams that go play in the SEC. So, yeah, he's not going to say it because he's not going to say I'm shying away from a challenge, but it's pretty obvious. Why would I go there and get my ass kicked every year and winning games where is going to be every single ounce of energy we can have to beat Ole Miss, right? When, oh, my God, now we got to worry about Ole Miss being real because here comes Arch Manning. Why would you go there? Why would you want to say, hey, I want to go to the SEC? I get why the conference commissioners want to go. I understand. That you don't know how much longer any of these conferences are going to wind up being around. You want to make sure you're snuggled up to one that's going to be around. But for Lincoln Riley, I completely get why. Who in his right mind would choose, yeah, I want to go to the SEC to try to play rather than go to USC? I mean, really? Let's say everything was equal and you could go to the SEC and Oklahoma said, listen, we'll give you the same thing. We're going to buy your houses in Norman. We're going to give you $6 million for another house. We're going to give you $110 million. You can use our private jet whenever you want to. It's not going to last that long. So, yeah, I don't know that I would do that. Of course you would pick going to USC when those are the two choices. That's part of it, but it's what he's not going to say tomorrow.
But there's so much that you can get into and that he'll never have to address, right? Lifestyle, family, as much as you may love Oklahoma, you're coming out to Southern California. Sure, we can get into all the taxes. Everybody's already done that math. It's always a fun thing. What's my cost of living adjustment, etc.? You've just been given over north of $100 million on your contract. I think cost of living kind of goes out the window to a degree there, right? Except, you know, if you do overspend and don't budget at all, maybe you don't get to heat the pool for a month out of the year. I don't know. But the other is going to the SEC. Not only is the potential for losing, you might have to switch up your game. You might have to play some more defense. So that might be the other part. Offensive guru, come to USC and take over a conference that has had some good squads, right? Utah's been good now and again. You've seen UCLA has had little runs here, not consistently, but, you know, you just go down. Washington had great expectations this year. Those fell flat. But it's your conference to go and dominate. And whether the playoffs stay at four or expand, you're probably going to figure out a way to have a seat at the table, right? Or be damn close to it every year. And if they're going to give you full control, because that's the other thing that I think is full in all of this and maybe doesn't get said enough. We've talked to enough folks locally here in Los Angeles. Jason, you and I know it, and it's been reported to some degree nationally. You didn't really have control the last couple of coaches that have been there in terms of, you know, picking all the groceries, i.e. your staff. Whereas I got to think Lincoln Riley, even with some of the announcements today, here's all the guys I'm bringing with me. And we're working on figuring out contractually who else is going to show up. But it's that kind of thing.
He's Jerry Maguire with a fish. Who's coming with me? Who's coming with me? Who's coming? Dorothy Boyd, thank you. All right. Now, who's coming with me?
Yeah, the long road begins with that first step. But just the idea that you're going to be able to form the program in the manner in which you see fit with the transfer portal, you're going to have plenty of guys going, pick me. All those local recruits that had been leaving for other schools, suddenly, hey, you know what? Staying in Southern California is not so bad. And going to USC. So, I mean, there's all of these things that flow out of it. And the motivations, yeah. I mean, you win at a 55-10 clip, you kind of get used to walking off a victor. And so keeping that going and knowing you don't have to have these knockdown, drag-out fights, and again, knowing, you know, defensively, and we can go year for year looking at, you know, some blowout scenarios, but certainly some games where the defense has been gotten at times that, you know, in the SEC, you don't get to have those missteps because those squads will make you pay for them. Going to USC, maybe you got a little more latitude, you know, a little more margin of error that's acceptable to still walk out with a W. And let's face it, style points matter. And you bring the LA TV market into what you're doing. Come on, that's a whole other win to build a legend and legacy for yourself that no matter how good you are at Oklahoma, you're just not going to get. I mean, I respect the program, respect the history, and certainly goes a long way in college football lore. But changing landscape of all of these conference switches, and the AD said, well, he was on board with it, right? Joe Castiglione, that was something he said. He was on board with the impending move to the SEC earlier today. Maybe he was, maybe he wasn't. I mean, you're certainly going to try to save face if you're them. It's like, this really just came out of the blue. You knew everybody was coming for him. He was on everybody's wish list. Hell, Santa Claus has the proof.
Twitter and how about a Fresca, Mike at Swollen Dome. Now, so that's Lincoln Riley. Now you're going to say, well, wait a minute, guys. We're talking about why would you go to the SEC? Isn't that what Brian Kelly is doing? Yeah, that's exactly what he's doing. And you would say, who would leave Notre Dame for LSU? Why the hell would you do that? Think about this for a second, all right, into when you're getting into the what it means to be a head coach in college football and the changing landscapes we talked about a few minutes ago about how every 4 months something happens and this is the result, right? Hey, we're going to the SEC. Lincoln Riley's not down with that. Now I'm in the Pac-12. Everything is going to be good. Here's Brian Kelly, who sees the way the college football is changing, and he knows it's going to be really hard to get guys into Notre Dame. It already is hard to get guys into Notre Dame and play, to try to get 4- and 5-star guys with what the other schools are doing because of the stringent academic requirements. Notre Dame does it differently. They have the reputation of, we've done football right now for 100 years. This is not the college football landscape anymore. Notre Dame is going to get left behind because it's now about what are the rich schools that can offer you more money than you could possibly imagine in NIL deals that you can't even fathom you'll get. Brian Kelly looks at this and says, boy, I don't know what it's going to be like for Notre Dame. I don't know what it's going to be like for us not being in a conference. I don't know how that's going to play out. There's a lot of uncertainty. But at LSU, I know I can go, and there's a lot of money that's going to be there to be able – they're giving it to me. There's money they can spend to get anything I want. And, boy, you talk about easier recruiting when you're not worried about the stringent policies that Notre Dame has. I'll go to LSU, and I will take my chances. Plus, the guy has been at Notre Dame for a long time. Now he's been to the playoff a couple times, hasn't won a national title. So for him, I could see, all right, it's time for something new. And LSU is knocking my socks off. He's going to get $15 million a year, which is what we're hearing his salary is going to be, which would make him the highest paid coach in all of college football. So yeah, I get why he's, even though leaving for the SEC, I mean, how many years is he going to have there? You're just going to go and maybe you win once in a while, but you look like you could get drubbed. But I get why he's going. It's all about the changing landscape and no one knowing what it's going to be. And if they don't see a future that they can be confident in, they're going to go to one they can find where they know there's more confidence in. Brian Kelly knows they're giving me a lot of money. I'll have a few years to get this thing going. I'll get the recruits. I'll get the guys to come because I'm Brian Kelly and I've won at Notre Dame, and now it's a lot easier. It's like going from a baseball team, being a GM of a baseball team that doesn't spend money, to a team that spends like Steve Cohen. It's like going from the A's to the Mets. Well, we don't know. We can sign to the Mets. We don't care. We'll give you. What do you need, Starling Marte? We'll give you whatever you want. Max Scherzer. Whatever you want. That's kind of how freeing it is for these coaches to go to realities and new situations that they feel more confident in. So Brian Kelly knows, hey, going forward, I feel more confident I can win at LSU. And Lincoln Riley thinks, I'm more confident I can win at USC. Because you could strip all the stuff away. What do coaches want to do? They want to keep their jobs. They don't want to get fired. They want to keep moving up and keep their careers on an upward trend. They don't want to go anywhere and lose. None of these coaches is taking this job thinking, I'm going here and it's going to be really, really tough for me. This is an opportunity, and it's better than the reality that I had. For Lincoln Riley, it's way better than going to the SEC, and for Brian Kelly, it's way better than staying at Notre Dame, not knowing what the future is going to be.
Well, you talk about requirements. You talk about the way you handle programs. Remember when we had Lincoln Riley wouldn't let Caleb Williams do post-game interviews, right? I mean, that was a big deal. And we talk about NIL, and it's still – in a nebulous form at this point, right? And every school is going to handle it differently. I can guarantee you that at a Northwestern, at a Notre Dame, it's handled differently than it is at others. Certainly more, you know, national ad opportunity and exposure for Notre Dame than Northwestern. But the point's still the same. Two schools that pride themselves on the academic, you know, requirements to be there. And it doesn't mean you can't get a quality education and do great work at any other school in the country. There's plenty of people far smarter than me enrolled right now as freshmen at all of these schools. I'll stipulate to that. But the point being that when you can widen that recruiting base and NIL is part of it, because you also know that the big teams that are big perennial powerhouses, you know, like an LSU, like Alabama and others, like they planned for this, like as it was coming in, and they made sure the resources are there to use that as part of the recruiting pitch, as well as whatever, you know, course of study and other interests that the athlete has. So, you know, for Brian Kelly, you get away from some of the rigors of the non-football related part of the job, which it's always been rumored he hated that, right? That was the big deal with Charlie Weiss all those years ago. Right, and why you always look miserable, because as much as you got to coach, there was a lot of glad handing and banquets and dinners that you had to deal with for donors, and that for a lot of coaches gets old. Not that Kelly won't have to do the same thing at LSU, but it's different, right? It just becomes and it's a different challenge, right? And most folks, you know, think about your own jobs wherever you are listening right now. For a couple of years, don't you want to grow? Right? Don't you start thinking, hey, I can do more here, or I can do this, or maybe I want to try something different. Same thing, you know, you're a coach at a school for a decade. I got to think there's something about it, unless you've got that prize recruit that you know is just going to win games for you. That, you know, in that recruiting class that made you feel so good when they got the top scores by all the recruiting services and everything, that you're still looking for another challenge. And also with Brian Kelly, you know, right now you had a year where a lot of things went right, right? And they're one of the teams, just like Cincinnati, look at who, you know, maybe Fickell decides to leave and jump to Notre Dame. Who knows? But you got two teams that are in the playoff hunt that might lose their coaches. But for Brian Kelly, he's also looking at as an independent, that road is hard and everything has to go right in a given season. Whereas in the SEC, yeah, you've got to navigate a pretty damn difficult schedule, but you know if you take care of business and you have the players to do it year in, year out, and you get to recruit and build a program in what you want, that you're going to be able to fight, because the SEC is always going to have at least one seat at that table, if not a second that's kind of cordoned off and has to be taken by force. Right, with Alabama winning this past week, that's exactly what might end up happening, is saying, no, we're storming the castle and kicking you out. But you know, always know in the conference you do, whereas independent, you're kind of in no man's land there, and you can build up wins, and it may never be enough.
Twitter at How About a Fresca. Mike gets Swollen Dome, the Jason Smith Show with my best friend Mike Harmon. Take all the money out of it. Coaches aren't going to go someplace where they don't think they can win, and they're not leaving a place where they can keep winning.
Be sure to catch live editions of The Jason Smith Show with Mike Harmon weekdays at 10 p.m. Eastern, 7 p.m. Pacific on Fox Sports Radio and the iHeartRadio app.
He's Mike Harmon. I'm Dan Beyer. We have a brand new fantasy football podcast called I Want Your Flex. Twice a week, every Tuesday and Friday, we come up with new episodes to not only look back at what happened, what you need to do at that minute, and also look ahead of what's coming up in the fantasy football world.
That's right, Dan. Every week, we're going to scour the waiver wire to find the pickups to turbo boost your fantasy lineup, sits, starts, fantasy football players' rankings to get you ready to dominate the competition.
Listen to I Want Your Flex with Mike Harmon and me, Dan Beyer, on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, and wherever you get your podcasts.
There's no distance too far for the perfect trip.
Hi, checking in for...
Or the perfect table.
Hey, where are you?
Coming!
And when you get access to Resi Priority Notify with your Amex Platinum card...
Hey, this looks amazing.
I'm so glad you made it.
And travel benefits at fine hotels and resorts booked through Amex Travel. It's worth the trip. That's the powerful backing of American Express. Terms apply. Learn more at americanexpress.com/withAmex.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. Whether it's a walk-off grand slam or a base hit to center field. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment. It's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER.
You've put it off long enough. It's time to replace your tires. Tire Rack has tires that'll elevate your drive. Touring tires for commuter comfort, performance tires for sporty handling, all-terrain tires for on- and off-road adventure. Go to TireRack.com to get started. Not sure where to begin? Use the Tire Decision Guide to get a personalized tire recommendation. They'll show you the right tires for how, what, and where you drive. Choose from the full line of Pirelli tires. They're shipped fast and free to a recommended installer near you. Or choose the convenience of mobile tire installation. They'll bring your new tires to your home or office and install them on site. It doesn't get much easier than that. Go to TireRack.com/sports to see their Pirelli test results, tire ratings, and consumer reviews. And be sure to check out all the current special offers. Great tires and a great deal. What more could you ask for? That's TireRack.com/sports. TireRack.com, the way tire buying should be.
From BBC Radio 4, Britain's biggest paranormal podcast is going on a road trip.
I thought in that moment, oh my God, we've summoned something from this board.
This is Uncanny USA.
He says, somebody's in the house, and I screamed.
Listen to Uncanny USA wherever you get your BBC podcasts, if you dare.
It is Ryan here, and I have a question for you. What do you do when you win? Like, are you a fist pumper, a woo-hooer, a hand clapper, a high-fiver? I kind of like the high-five, but if you want to hone in on those winning moves, check out Chumba Casino. At ChumbaCasino.com, choose from hundreds of social casino-style games for your chance to redeem serious cash prizes. There are new game releases weekly, plus free daily bonuses, so don't wait. Start having the most fun ever at ChumbaCasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW. Void or prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18 plus.
Fox Sports Radio, the Jason Smith Show with my best friend, Mike Harmon.
He sounds sexy.
Monday Night Football, we watch Washington outlast Seattle 17-15. Russell Wilson, incomplete in the two-point conversion. Seattle gets the onside kick. Hooray! But a flag is thrown for illegal formation. Pete Carroll explained after. Apparently weren't lined up right. So instead of recovering the kick, they had to kick again. Washington recovers. They win it. And we are now one step closer to two things, Mike Harmon. The Jets having another top five pick in the draft. Thank you, Jamal Adams. And the end of the Russell Wilson era in Seattle. And it's not just because the Seahawks are having a bad season, he wants out. With all the drama from last year where they didn't listen to him and he was very mad and potentially wanted out, but things got out of control, I always said last year he threw out the, hey, I could leave, and played that card as something that if 2021 doesn't go our way, 2022 is when that's going to happen. And what's happened in the ensuing months? The relationship hasn't really gotten any better, and the team has gotten worse. They started off the season pretty well, but then Wilson got hurt, and he's come back, and he's had the worst four-game stretch of his career. The Seahawks are going to finish at the bottom of the standings with no first-round pick, and this is where Russell Wilson's wanderlust takes over, and he says, you know, it's just not working out, so I want you guys to trade me. And Seattle is going to, because they need to start over. They're not getting better. They don't have the draft picks. They need the three first-round picks that trading Russell Wilson's going to recoup. And the fact that he wants to go and has had that bit of restless legs for the past couple of years, boy, what would life be like if I went someplace where they listened to me? Maybe it's New York and the Giants, which I told you a couple of weeks ago, that's going to be the first team that's going to say, hey, come here, come here, come here. We're going to get a big story next summer about how all the Russell Wilson wooing period was beginning.
began in the middle of November and went all the way through. That's what's going to happen, and Wilson's going to want out, and he's going to want to be someplace else, and the Seahawks are going to have to do it because there's no way they're going to be able to continue on and keep the team good the way they're at. They don't have the draft picks. They spent money on bad people. They can't keep a running back healthy. They're not going to continue winning, and it's a really tough division where all the other teams have their quarterbacks of the present and future. It's going to be tough. So, yeah, when it gets to the offseason, Wilson's going to say, I want out. The Seahawks are going to say, okay. And it's going to be the story of the NFL offseason. Where does Russell Wilson wind up? With every Seahawks loss, we get closer and closer to that.
Yeah, first 8 loss season since he took over. First 4-game losing streak since he took over as a quarterback. All of these things. And he's looked awful. Okay, let's just call it what it is. He's been terrible. Here since coming back from the injury. That can't be understated. But all the other things apply. To me, as we'd like to, and we weave in pop culture references, I'll just say my favorite rendition of the song, of this particular song, comes from the former Guns N' Roses rhythm guitarist, Izzy Stradlin. It's called Shuffle It All. It's got a really good bass line that starts it. And basically, it just means throw it all out and start over. So Schneider, Carroll, if he wants to go fight for the Notre Dame job against, you know, Urban Meyer and whatever else, he can do that. And Russell Wilson, just all of it. And anybody else that has trade value, just jettison them and just reboot. Do a hard reboot of the system and move forward. You know, you mentioned the Giants. We've talked about that before. That's, you know, with his wife. By the way, happy birthday, Russell Wilson, 33 years old. So his wife and the tie to New York and everything, all the reports now that Gettleman's going to be out. We wonder, you know, what's the longevity of a Joe Judge? And certainly Daniel Jones hasn't been turning any heads in his most recent games. So even though they got a big win over the Eagles on Sunday, but you know, for Russell Wilson, now's the time to flex. Absolutely. Although I'd like to hear him say it instead of his media minions again. That's it, buddy.
Shuffle it all. Tyshirt, really? No shuffle it all? You had like
it's Holiday. Holiday.
Is it a Christmas song?
Yes, it is. It's called Shuffle It All at Christmas Time.
No, I don't like it.
That's true, too.
Coming up next, we got more big news out of Major League Baseball and a big story on Tiger Woods. Fox.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. See for yourself when you sign up today and get $150 in bonus bets when you bet just $5. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment, it's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply.
From BBC Radio 4, Britain's biggest paranormal podcast is going on a road trip.
I thought in that moment, oh my God, we've summoned something from this board.
This is Uncanny USA.
He says, somebody's in the house, and I screamed.
Listen to Uncanny USA wherever you get your BBC podcasts. If you dare.
Xumo Play is your destination for endless entertainment. With a diverse lineup of 350-plus live channels, movies, and full TV series, you'll easily find something to watch right away. And the best part? It's all free. Love music? Get lost in the 90s with iHeart 90s, dance away with hip-hop beats, and more on the iHeart Radio music channels. No logins, no signups, no accounts, no hassle. So what are you waiting for? Start streaming at play.xumo.com or download from the app and Google Play stores today. All you can stream with Xumo Play.
This is Malcolm Gladwell from Revisionist History. eBay Motors is here for the ride. With some elbow grease, fresh installs, and a whole lot of love, you transformed 100,000 miles and a body full of rust into a drive that's all your own. Brake kits, LED headlights, whatever you need, eBay Motors has it. And with eBay Guaranteed Fit, it's guaranteed to fit your ride the first time, every time, or your money back. Plus, at these prices, you're burning rubber, not cash. Keep your ride or die alive at ebaymotors.com. Eligible items only. Exclusions apply.
There's no distance too far for the perfect trip.
Hi, checking in for...
Or the perfect table.
Hey, where are you?
Coming!
And when you get access to Resi Priority Notify with your Amex Platinum card...
Hey, this looks amazing!
I'm so glad you made it.
And travel benefits at fine hotels and resorts booked through Amex Travel... It's worth the trip. That's the powerful backing of American Express. Terms apply. Learn more at americanexpress.com/withAmex.